are closing in on the weekend. In fact, for my next guest, I think the weekend has just started because he rolled in here from the golf course. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center is here. We always enjoy visiting with Dr. Mike. He was out at Bloomington Country Club this morning checking out his irons. How'd you do?
Well, I need to hit the ball a little farther.
Yeah, we all need to do that.
So these new irons, I haven't bought them yet, but I'm thinking about it. They were 10 yards further. My old irons are about 16 years old, and this new technology makes a difference.
See, I didn't realize that if your clubs were 16 years old, you're losing some distance.
Oh, yeah, all the new technology. They tip the faces. The shafts are different in the flexes, and they weight the clubs different. So, you know, they've got to sell more clubs, so they have to make them hit it farther, so you'll buy them.
It's like that with everything.
Well, I guess it is. By the way, I just heard that weather report. I need you to take the rain out of the forecast at 7 a.m. the next couple of days.
Yeah, I don't know what time it's going to rain. Earlier today, it was my understanding that it's 40% chance tomorrow and 20% on Sunday. That's what I had heard.
Not at 7 a.m., please.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not that powerful. All right. Well, you're here today. Mike comes in every month from Eastland Dental Center to give us very helpful and educational tips, things that may affect us in our own lives. And today, Mike's here to talk about, you know, you hear Eastland Dental Center and you think it's about taking care of your teeth, but there are a lot of things that affect your oral health and your overall health, and they're all mouth-related. And part of that is your breathing. Mike's talked about that before,
yeah.
Where you even keep your tongue during the course of the day or the night. So Mike's here to talk about a program that significantly reduces snoring. You're here to talk about snoring.
Yeah, how about that?
Do you snore? Do you know if you snore?
I used to a little, but I don't now at all.
How'd you stop it?
It's a program with myofunctional therapy that's toning and training the tissues of the head and neck and face and mouth with proper breathing. And then also, people that know much about this also tape their mouth closed at night. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but everyone that knows something about this does, because you need to breathe through your nose, not your mouth.
I want to ask you a question. I don't want to get off topic, but I think this is on topic. If you gain weight, does that cause you to snore?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, because think of it. If you gain weight, you've got more tissue, okay? And so now you've got more tissue in the throat area and the post-nasal area and the behind the mouth. Well, these are the tissues that can vibrate in snoring. So you've got more tissues there, and so that is a high risk factor for snoring and sleep apnea. Yeah, it blocks the throat and more tissue there to vibrate for snoring.
Snoring is dangerous too, right?
Oh, yeah. It can lead to sleep apnea. Well, for one thing, it might get you hit in the middle of the night by your bed partner.
Well, of course, you're keeping them up.
Well, yeah.
And you're not getting a good night's rest either.
Neither person's getting a good night's rest if you snore or have sleep apnea. But yeah.
So what do you do about it?
Well, so this program that we have in our office actually helps with snoring, sleep apnea, grinding your teeth, because people actually do that subconsciously in order to wake themselves up enough to take a breath, and stress reduction, and proper, and so important, proper facial and airway development in the kids. If you can catch them early, you can completely change the way their face grows. So snoring is it basically turbulent airflow, and it's noisy breathing during sleep because you have too much air coming through an obstructed space, and so the tissues vibrate. You can be a nose snorer or you can be a mouth snorer. If you breathe through the mouth, the tissues in the back of the mouth can vibrate and cause snoring. Even if you breathe through your nose, there are tissues back there that can vibrate as well. And so there's two different types of snoring. But it can move into sleep apnea. It can cause high blood pressure, cardiovascular concerns, It worsens with age, weight, alcohol, that's a factor, cigarette smoking, and any obstruction such as tissue or tonsils and adenoids or type of obstruction in the nasopharynx or oropharynx, back of the nose and back of the mouth.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. Let's say, and I think a lot of people are like this, they didn't snore when they were younger, mm-hmm. and then maybe at a certain point, as they grow older, sure. and not necessarily real old, but maybe in your 30s or 40s, all of a sudden you start snoring. Because there are changes that take place, you know, in your throat and in your mouth, and like we were talking about with weight gain or other factors that you just listed. How hard is it to get back to where you're not snoring anymore? What are the techniques that you use there at Eastland to help people with this?
Great. It's you lose some of your muscle tone as you age. And so we have orofacial myofunctional therapy to help with your tissue tone.
What does that mean?
Exercises of your tongue, lips, cheeks, palate to tone them so that they're not so flaccid and able to vibrate with the snoring. One of the big concerns is the tongue drops toward the back of the mouth and that starts to block the airway. And so if you tone the tongue and train it, it will move forward and open that airway up, so that both you have less chance of sleep apnea and you have less snoring. So that's one aspect of it. We have the only certified myofunctional therapist that I know of anywhere from Chicago to St. Louis in my office. It's an incredible discipline that so many people don't know about, but it's so important. That basically, orofacial myofunctional therapy has five major tenets. The first is elimination of oral habits like thumb sucking, finger sucking, and nail biting. But beyond that, the four main things that I feel are your lips should always be together, except for eating and sleep and speaking. Three-fourths of your tongue should be in the roof of your mouth, up against the roof of your mouth, all the time, unless you're eating and speaking. You should always breathe through your nose. You see so many mouth breathers. It's endemic in today's society, people breathing through their mouth. But you should always breathe through your nose unless you're eating or speaking. And you should swallow correctly. So many people use so many different muscles to swallow. But if your posture is correct of your tongue and face, and then you swallow correctly, very few muscles are involved. It's just a very natural motion. So research shows that myofunctional therapy alone can improve snoring up to 100% in mild and moderate cases, and can improve obstructive sleep apnea just by itself up to 60%, so that in many of these cases you wouldn't need a CPAP or an oral appliance, which we make in our office, that brings your lower jaw forward. Or you could certainly reduce the pressure of your CPAP if your tissues are toned and trained, or have the oral appliance made less severely forward. So it's a wonderful program, and the top people in sleep apnea talk about this. Dr. Christian Gimeno, I videoed him for 45 minutes. He's one of the top two researchers and people in the world in sleep apnea. He's French. He had the first sleep lab, and he's now at Stanford. He's 83 or 5 years old, and he still goes all over the world speaking and doing research, and he's just a great guy. He's going to speak at my meeting in Las Vegas in November, our AOSH meeting.
One of the things that you say is that people, you call it overbreathe.
Yes.
How do we wind up, you know, when we're born, everything's pristine, and presumably, if we don't have some sort of birth defect, mm-hmm. we're doing everything exactly the way God intended it. Mm-hmm. So how do we screw up our breathing
Stress is a big thing. Allergies is a big thing. Bottle feeding actually is a big thing. You begin to, that's unnatural, and you begin to change the function of your tongue.
So that really changes everything for when a baby, 50 years later, when they're 50 years old, bottle feeding can affect them all the way that far in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, breathing and the functions of the tongue and the lips is so important. So the second part of our program is the better breathing, and it's huge. The vast majority take too many breaths and too big a breaths. And a big part of that is just our society and the stresses of it today. Or the pollution out there, or just habit and not knowing better. In fact, even people say, take a deep breath. Well, that's the wrong thing to do. It's absolutely the wrong thing to do.
What's the right thing to do?
Take a shallow breath. Take a shallow breath and less frequent breaths. And people in their later, in the toward the end of life, are taking deep, often frequent breaths. Well, it's because they're sick. And healthy people would not be taking as deep or as frequent a breath.
Does your blood pressure affect how you breathe?
Well, your breathing certainly does affect your blood pressure, but yeah, vice versa as well.
There's a relationship.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, and the thing is, the way we breathe at during the day affects how we breathe at night. So if we train ourselves to breathe properly during the day, we can affect the way we do breathe at night, which then, of course, we can affect the snoring and the sleep. Just think, if you take a more shallow breath, if you don't need as big a breath, the tissues aren't going to vibrate in the back of your throat or back of your nose as badly. So you're going to be snoring less. You'll have less sleep apnea. And these things can be learned. So the number of breaths taken per minute during normal breathing should be 10 to 12. And the volume should be about 500 milliliters, which gives you 5 to 6 liters of air per minute, or about, in American terms, that'd be a gallon and a half of air per minute. That should be plenty.
So you're talking about taking a breath about every 6 seconds?
Yeah.
Roughly?
Yep. Yep, every 5 to 6 seconds. You know what? Here's an app on my phone, which is part of our program. You get this address stress program. And let me pull this up here. I just have it right. Okay, here it is. So you do this several times a day to train yourself how to breathe properly. Okay, so that's the in-breath. That's the out-breath. Can you hear that?
Put it a little closer to the mic.
In.
Yeah, I don't know if they can hear that or not. Put the speaker next to it. Is that on the bottom of your phone?
Can't hear it. Okay. Okay, so it's in, out. So that's about right. So, yeah, and most people breathe way more frequently than that. So
I know I'm breathing faster than that right now.
Yeah. Well,
because while you were playing that, I just gauged myself.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm breathing very fast, but it's not.
It's not that.
It's faster
like
than
this.
That. Yeah.
This is proper breathing. Now, the other thing we have in our office is a capnometer. And what that does is it will graph your breathing. And then we can show you normal breathing compared to your graph. And we can show you how to breathe either with this app or with the capnometer, how to breathe correctly. So in our program, we do that. And so important. Overbreathing changes your whole blood chemistry. You breathe off too much carbon. Oh, do you have a commercial?
No, go ahead.
Okay. You breathe off too much carbon dioxide. And you need carbon dioxide, just like you need oxygen. If you breathe off too much carbon dioxide, that is necessary to let the oxygen out of your red blood cells. So if you don't get enough oxygen coming out of your red blood cells, well, now your blood pressure has to go up to pump more blood to get enough oxygen in your tissue. So it affects your brain. You anywhere you need oxygen, the rate of your breathing and the volume of your breathing has a big effect on that.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are listening who either know somebody or have someone in their household or family who experience snoring and maybe have been experiencing that for many years, and they would love to find a solution. And Dr. Mike and Eastland Dental Center have this program that may be helpful. So if anybody is interested in contacting you and asking you questions about it,
absolutely,
investigating it, seeing if it's for them, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, call our office, 309-663-4711. They can go to our website, www.eastlanddental.com.
Eastlanddental.com. Bookmark that and call them and find out about this program. Dr. Mike, it's good to talk to you.
Mark, it's always a pleasure.
I enjoy having you here, and Mike will be here every month from Eastland Dental Center to give us a helpful tip like this, something that can help you.